From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Iran is starting up its first nuclear power plant. Iranian and Russian engineers today started loading fuel into the Bushehr nuclear facility, which Russia helped build. Leonard Spector of the Monterey Institute of International Studies says Moscow is undermining international efforts to curtail Iran's nuclear activities.
The Russians, by loading the fuel at this moment, after the United States has passed a new sanctions law, the UN has passed a new sanctions resolution, and the European Union has passed a new sanctions law, it sort of sends the wrong signal internationally, suggesting that Iran's behavior, by and large, is tolerable.
The U.S. and other Western countries say Iran's insistence on enriching uranium suggests Tehran is trying to acquire nuclear weapons. Iran says the plant will be used to generate electricity. Prosecutors in Sweden have withdrawn an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The BBC's Greg Morsbach reports Assange had earlier been accused of rape and sexual assault.
Julian Assange repeatedly denied the accusations against him, calling them baseless and deeply disturbing. Then the chief prosecutor, Eva Finne, issued a statement saying the arrest warrant for rape had been dropped. She said Mr. Assange was no longer a suspect for that offence. A week ago, he appeared at a news conference in Sweden to announce the publication of thousands of new secret files on U.S. military operations in Afghanistan.
The BBC's Greg Morsbach reporting. The World Food Programme is appealing for more helicopters to deliver food aid to millions of Pakistani flood victims trapped in areas cut off from road transport. WFP has delivered a month's worth of food rations to more than a million people. But as Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, 6 million people need food aid.
The Pakistani military has made 10 helicopters available to WFP, and soon the agency will have 5 additional helicopters at its disposal. But spokeswoman Amelia Casella says this isn't enough.
We could be using a lot more helicopters if they become available to us. I don't have myself an inventory about how many helicopters are currently in the territory of Pakistan.
The weather has been dogging this relief operation since the monsoon rains arrived 3 weeks ago. On good days, the planes can fly. On bad weather days, the planes are grounded. Casella says the helicopters can't carry large quantities of food, so many rotations a day are needed to increase the supply. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Floodwaters in Pakistan have moved southward across Sindh province 3 weeks after the first floods hit. Tens of thousands more people are being forced to leave their homes for higher ground. Many have gone to the port city of Karachi, where floodwaters will eventually go. This is NPR. Today's election in Australia is too close to call. Australian officials say it could take more than a week to determine the winner. Prime Minister Julia Gillard, the country's first female leader, says she will lead a caretaker government. Civil rights advocate Mario Obledo has died. Obledo was the founder of the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund. Former President Clinton awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. NPR's Laura Seidel has more.
Obledo was active in Latino rights most of his life. Along with the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund, he also founded the Hispanic Bar Association. In the early 1980s, he was president of the League of United Latin American Citizens. While serving as California's Secretary of Health and Welfare from 1975 to 1982, he was credited with encouraging Latinos to enter state government. At the time of his death, he was president of the National Coalition of Hispanic Organizations. In the 1990s, Obledo was a fierce critic of laws which denied benefits to illegal immigrants in California and prohibited state affirmative action. He also opposed laws that eliminated bilingual education. Obledo was 78 years old. His wife says he died of a heart attack in his sleep at his home in Sacramento. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
The stargazer Jack Horkheimer has died. He created and hosted the PBS show called, appropriately, Stargazer. Horkheimer is credited with popularizing naked-eye astronomy. The Miami Museum of Science and Space Transit Planetarium, where Horkheimer was director emeritus, says the astronomer died Friday afternoon of respiratory ailment. He was 72. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.